everyone, welcome back to the All Things Gymnastics podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brittany.
And this is the podcast where we talk about all things gymnastics. And this week, we're excited to be joined by rising EMU sophomore Ella Shamati, who's coming off an incredible freshman season where she won the MAC and Even Bar title, was awarded MAC Freshman of the Year, and was an individual regional qualifier on Beam. Ella joins us this week to talk about her amazing freshman season and the big goals she has for herself going forward. So stick around.
But before we get to that, we want to real quickly thank our Gold Level Patreon supporters. So a big thank you to Kathleen R., Lucy S., Becca S., DFP, Blake B., Cookie Master, Faith M., Kristen R., Lori S., Sabrina M., Amy C., Erica S., Milan W., M., Derek H., and Abby M. Thank you all for continuing to support our show each month at the highest tier level. And if you guys enjoy this podcast and you're interested in becoming a Patreon and supporting our show, we always have a link in the show notes down below to where you can join or just find out more information about it. As always, we appreciate any support that we get. We love you guys so, so much, and we hope that you enjoy this episode.
So real quickly, before we get into our interview with Ella Shamati, we just want to take a quick second to do a little news update, because last episode we gave our predictions for the U.S. Women's World Team, and there's a big development in the fact that Connor McLean, the U.S. all-around national champion, is not going to be competing anymore. She posted on her Instagram that she has a back injury, and obviously selection camp is next week. And she's not planning on competing at that competition. So that changes a lot in terms of not only the potential outcome of the World Championships in terms of medals, but the makeup of the U.S. team.
Absolutely.
There's room now for someone to come in and do all four events. So right. A spot is open that originally, in my opinion at least, was locked.
So with taking Connor off the team, who is your first pick? Who makes the most sense to be put on the team?
Well, I think if she wants to be in contention for Worlds, Kayla DiCello, obviously she's at Florida right now and is going for her very first NCAA season, getting ready for that. But I think she makes sense because she's consistent. She's been to a World Championships before. And I think she brings the most to the table on all four events.
So going off of the team that we had previously, which was, well, I guess minus Connor, it was Jordan Childs, Jade Carey, Shailese Jones, Leanne Wan, which we believe we have confirmation now that she is going to World Selection Camp. So you'd have those four. And then the fifth person, Kayla DiCello. I think with Jordan, Jade, and Shailese all doing the all-around now in qualification. So my theory about Jade Carey being a beam queen and getting the opportunity to do beam in a major international competition is coming to fruition. She would be I would imagine regardless if it was on the team, I would imagine that she is most definitely going to be doing all-around in qualification. I mean, I guess maybe I shouldn't say that, but that is my theory at this point in time. So you have those three doing the all-around in qualification. You would have Leanne Wan doing bars and beam. And then Kayla would do floor and vault, which are her best events, and obviously has the potential to do the other events if needed.
Yes.
So I think that she makes the most sense. If, however, she is not going for Worlds, my next pick would be Skye Blakely.
Which, as we said in the last episode, Skye scares me a little bit because she's struggled with consistency throughout her career and really hasn't had an opportunity to prove herself on a major international stage.
She has plenty of international experience, but yeah, not where it has gone quite the way I think where she wanted it to, like at Pan Am's earlier this year, for example, where she fell on beam both days of competition. She had out of bounds on floor. Just kind of little mistakes that I think can be risky when you're going up in a team final at the World Championship. So, but I don't know who else can bring a solid four event score.
Well, I wouldn't be mad about Lexi Zeiss. And I think she's someone who's maybe not on a lot of people's radar. She's kind of a secret weapon still at this point, but
she is very consistent.
Yeah, she was silver medal all around at Pan Am's. It was consistent throughout championships. I'm really, really impressed with her, and I wouldn't be mad if she made the team, or at least is in heavy consideration for it.
Well, and I think that vault and floor are her best events, which if you take out Kayla, say Kayla DiCello is not going for Worlds, Lexi would fit in on those two events and also have the potential to do other events as well, whereas Skye's best events are bars and beam, which is Leanne Wan kind of already, at least in my team, already has that spot.
Yeah, exactly.
So know. What do you guys think? Let us know. I think there's a couple different options. I think it depends on who's the most consistent, who's the healthiest, and then also just obviously who wants to go. Because I think that if Kayla wants to go, that spot is pretty much hers, mm-hmm. I would say. If she decides that she's not going to go to selection camp, that's going to make things very interesting. And then ultimately, I think it'll come down to Sky Blakely and Lexi Zeiss and who is looking the most consistent out of those two. That's really going to be the deciding factor. So let us know what your thoughts are. Our DMs are always open. We're All Things Gym Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can shoot us an email, allthingsgympod@gmail.com. We would love to hear your thoughts.
Now let's get into our interview with Ella Shimani. Ella had an amazing freshman season at Eastern Michigan last year. She won the MAC title on bars. Incredible beam worker. We can't say enough positive things about her on beam. She's so beautiful and fun to watch.
Her triple series changed my life.
It's everything.
Not to be dramatic, but it's so, so good.
She's the kind of person, and I'm pretty sure we've said this on the show before, but if you play fantasy gymnastics, she was on our team last year, and she's a trustworthy secret weapon, someone who can come in on multiple events and bring in a really good usable score, but really,
don't
really
tell people our secrets, because then everyone's going to be drafting Ella Shimani high on their list.
And then we're not going to get her, because now we're spilling the secrets.
She's ours. But you guys are cool. You guys can have the inside info.
But she's really great. We're big fans of her. And we had a really great conversation with her about, you know, the recruiting process, how she ended up at EMU, and the incredible season she had last year in her freshman season.
And the things that she wants to do this season.
Yeah. So without further ado, please welcome to the show, Ella Shimani. Obviously, we want to start by talking about your incredible freshman season last year. You are the MAC Bar Champion, MAC Freshman of the Year. You're only the second gymnast in EMU history to get a 995 on beam. You qualified to regionals as an individual. So I guess, how does it feel to have done so well in your very first season ever of college gymnastics?
Well, it feels like so good. It couldn't have gone like any better, seriously. Like for me, I wasn't expecting that. And it just, yeah, it was a really, really good feeling.
I was going to ask, like, did you have expectations coming into college? Did you like low key in the back of your mind have things that like you wanted to do?
Well, like I hold myself like to like a really high standard, like always. And like coming in, since it was so new and so different, I didn't really have very many expectations. I just kind of wanted to see how things go. But like, as the season progressed, like I held myself to higher expectations. Like if I didn't get a 9.9 on beam, I was like, oh, like I need to do better next time. But like actually going into MAC, I was like, I'm getting MAC beam champ. I'm getting MAC beam champ. And then I ended up getting bars. So I was like, I guess it made up for it. So like,
you're like, I guess this works.
I was like, this is really weird.
Plot twist.
Yeah, seriously. But as the season progressed, like I had higher expectations for myself.
And so you made it to regionals as an individual. What was that experience like, getting to kind of rotate with a team that you've never met before? I guess talk about that experience and what that was like for you.
Well, when I was in club, I was by myself a lot. So before like Nikki and like Sophia came up to level 10, I was by myself. So I was kind of used to that, like being by myself, but it definitely felt really different after a whole season of being with a huge team and having like all of that support. So at first I was like really nervous. Like during warmups, I talked to like one other individual and we were just kind of talking and became friends. And then once like the competition started, I started cheering for Arizona State. Yeah, I was with them. I started cheering for them and like talking to other girls on their team. And I had like really rough beam warmups and they were all so supportive and really nice. So I really liked getting to be with them and then like the huge arena and like obviously being with like all the big like schools. I remember seeing like Reagan Smith and I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm seeing her, like she's real. Like,
yeah, you're like, how did I end up here?
Yeah, I know. I was like, this is just like so big and like different. And then, but like Arizona State, they're so supportive and like cheered me on through the whole thing. And they're so happy for me like after my beam routine. So it was really nerve-wracking, but like really exciting at the same time.
Yeah, we've talked to a couple of gymnasts that have been to regionals as an individual, and they say it's kind of like a, I don't know if bittersweet is the right word, but like, obviously it's cool for you to be there, especially as a freshman, but to be there as an individual, but then also at the same time, it's like weird, because like, you probably want your team to be there, and you're like, what is this? Don't even know.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, like, where are the people that I talk to, like, before I go? Like, say my keywords. Like, yeah.
So did any of your teammates get to travel with you, or was it just the coaches?
No, just the coaches.
Okay.
Which is fine, because like my mom, dad, and sister ended up coming too. So like I knew they were there.
So you're incredible on Beam. You're one of my favorite Beam workers in the whole country. I absolutely love you on Beam. And you're so consistent. I don't know if you know this, but I went back on like Road to Nationals and I was kind of looking at the numbers. Mm-hmm. Out of all 12 routines you did last season, 7 of them are 9.85 or higher. So like, shout out to you. And then if you actually want to go a little bit further, you had another routine that was a 9.825. So you could say like 8 routines out of 12 or 9.825 or higher. So like, round of applause.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah. I like, didn't even know that.
Yeah. Like, oh, wow. Super, super consistent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm glad.
We had you on our fantasy team and you were coming in clutch every single weekend.
Yes. Good. I love this year too. I'll do good this year.
All right. We're going to get you again. Yes.
Yes, for sure.
But I want to ask, if you know, what do you attribute that consistency to? Like, what makes you so good at Beam?
I've kind of just like, just always been like good at Beam, like since like level 5, I remember like I'd always like go last, get the highest scores. And I don't know, like my sister was really good at Beam too, Kendall. She used to do gymnastics. Like we were both just like Beamers, like we were the Beam sisters. And I think, I don't know, like I've just always been like really consistent. And like, I'm kind of like a gamer, I think. Like I can always like flip the switch. Like if I have bad warmups, that doesn't really affect me. I can like make it work. But with college, I think what really helped is we would do a lot of like inner squads that we didn't know were coming. So we would be like on bars and then Katie would like ring a bell. She'd be like, okay, we're going to do a Beam lineup. And like, we had to do that. We've done that before. We've done where we were literally stretching to go home. And Katie was like, go to Beam. We're doing a Beam lineup. And like, we were like, what? So like, I think just kind of like her throwing stuff at us and like have everyone watch. We did like silent Beam routines. Like we did a lot for Beam.
Yeah. And you guys do a distraction Beam too, where like all your teammates are like throwing things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did like last year you had a pull or like flip a coin or something. And it was either silent Beam or distraction Beam. Mm-hmm. Everyone wanted to do distraction because we all wanted to be crazy with everyone, but I got distraction.
So which one is worse for you? Is it harder to do silent Beam or is it harder to do distraction Beam?
Honestly, probably silent. Because mm-hmm. like when there's distraction Beam, it's just kind of funny. So it's like, you're not really thinking of too much. You're just kind of like, this is so funny. But like one time we had to do silent Beam. Well, actually we all got put into a room and we had to go out one by one, do a routine silently in front of the coaches. And like that, I hated that. I did not like that at all.
Too much pressure.
Oh yeah. Like they didn't even say anything. You finish the routine and then you just go back. Like no words.
What is it like, especially when you're towards like the back of the lineup, what is it like going up after all of your teammates having to sit there and watch? I don't know if you watch or not, but to watch everyone else go. And then depending on what happens, you know, you have to hit your routine as well. Does that get to you at all? I mean, it seems like it doesn't, but.
Like I really like going in the beginning. Like if they ask us, like the other day, they're like, okay, who wants to go first? I'll always raise my hand. I love going first. So like having to go at the end, like I don't like it just because I have to wait for like such a long time, but.
You just want to get it over with.
Yeah. Like I just like, I already warmed up. Like, why can't I just go? And then it also sucks because like with college, which I didn't obviously do in club, like you had to wait for the other routine to finish and normally it's floor. So I'm like, this sucks, like having to wait for a full floor routine to go. But I try not to watch everyone, but I kind of know what happens because of, you know, if I don't hear like all that cheering, I'm like, something bad like must have happened. Yeah. But I it's fine. Like I know like that's where they want to put me and I'm gonna, you know, try my best no matter what.
So what was the recruiting process like for you? What other schools did you look at? Or was it like EMU from the start?
I looked at like a ton of different schools, like from the start. I had like had a really hard time with recruiting because it seriously felt like no one wanted me. I reached out to like all, like a lot of Big Ten schools, like some SEC schools and like some, a couple of the MAC schools as well. So I was just like all in, like I was like, someone please, like whatever. But no one like ever treated me like the way that like Eastern treated me. Like once I started talking to them, like I could actually feel it and like tell that they really wanted me. And I had never had that from another school. So I was like, this is really, really nice. And then when they came and watched my practice, they were like, we're not recruiting for like her year yet, whatever. I was like, okay, that's fine. And then like a couple weeks later, they offered me and I was like, so they really did want me, which like felt really, really good. So that's why.
What type of things were important to you when you were looking at schools? Like you're from Michigan. So did you be close to home, like campus size, like what kinds of things were you looking for?
Honestly, I was kind of just like looking for a good gymnastics team with like good coaches. And I kind of knew that I wanted to be like a teacher. So a lot of the schools, like I knew like had programs for that. So like that wasn't really an issue. And at first I was like, I don't care if I'm close to home or far from home. But now that I'm close to home, I don't think I could have ever gone somewhere far away from home.
Yeah.
I love home.
Do you get to go home often? Like, do you go home like every weekend, or how often do you get to see your family? Because you're from Canton, right?
Yeah. Like I'm like 25 minutes away. I'm close. Last year I went home a decent amount, but like this year I was like, I'm going to try to stay like more. And I have, which is really nice. I've been home twice already, but that's like not even that much like compared to how long I've been here. So
right. Yeah,
I do like have like getting the opportunity to go home so easily.
Yeah. I wanted to real quickly give a shout out to Katie because you mentioned the coaches. Katie is an icon. There's no find me another coach in the NCAA that puts on a leotard and does gymnastics.
I know.
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody. Oh, I love her. She's so fun and like she just tries to like cheer everyone on all the time. And it's just so silly and it's awesome. I love it.
I know there was a video that had gone around. It might've been like 2 years ago now where she was on the bars. She did like a kip, whatever. But I saw the video yesterday that got posted where she did the back talk and she did like a salute and everything. She was wearing a leotard. I'm like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she like, I actually had to come in late that day because I had class, but I saw the video. I think they were like all stretching and that was like our new Leo. Like she ran out with the new Leo. So that was the first time everyone saw it. They're like, what? Like, oh my God.
Leo reveal.
Yeah. Like literally Leo reveal. Like
here comes your head coach.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I love it. I noticed it was a new leotard. I was like pausing the video. I'm like, is that a new leotard? I haven't seen that one before.
Yeah. I think they're going to fix it up, fix some things. I guess that's what we do. We like see it and then we can make some changes if we want.
I really like the one that you guys wore at MAX last year. Yeah.
That was a new one. Yeah.
It's so pretty. I love Leos that have white on them anywhere. I don't know why it's so elegant. So I love it.
Yeah, no, we're definitely going to wear that one for like our pictures this year. And then we'll obviously wear it more because that Leo came in so late. Like we just got it like before MAX. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like we didn't know if we were going to be able to wear it because like we didn't know if we would get enough. But we did. It worked out.
Right in time.
Yes.
That was just a little sidebar thing I wanted to say, but back to recruiting.
Okay.
What advice would you give gymnasts who are either right now in the middle of going through the recruiting process or are going to be in the future? What advice would you give them?
I would definitely say from the start, reach out to as many schools as possible. And even ones that you could never even see yourself going to, like, maybe they're the coaches, you really like the coaches, or like they have like that program that's like really good or whatever. Like reach out to so many schools because you never know like if something could happen from that.
Did you go to public school?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the transition like for you? I mean, obviously some gymnasts, they are homeschooled and it's like a really big transition academically to college, but what was the transition like for you? Did you have any challenges, you know, coming to campus, adjusting to the team, anything like that?
Yeah. School wasn't like so bad. Like I just had class in the morning, which was normal. And I got to sleep in more than I did in high school. So I was like, that's great. So like school was fine. I didn't find it too hard either. because I was just kind of doing like my gen eds and stuff. So like that wasn't really that big of a deal. The hardest transition was definitely the gymnastics because of like the whole new equipment, whole new team. And we also started lifting, which I've never lifted before. So I just found myself like really, really tired like every day. And I remember one day on bars, I was just having an awful day and I was like crying to Katie and I was like, everything is so hard. Like, I'm never going to be as good as I was in club, like whatever, whatever. She goes, this happens to everyone. Like, you're fine. And I find it funny because I was literally crying on bars and then I ended up winning.
I know. I'm like, fast forward to the end of the season.
Yeah.
Like everything you've accomplished.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm never going to be as good. Like, I literally said that.
So you're back in the gym now and yeah. You're training again. You're getting ready for season. What are your goals for your sophomore season?
Oh, so because after my freshman season, I have a lot of goals now just because of how everything went last year. With the team, for sure, we want to win max so bad. And we're working so hard for it already. Like, we are doing so many like Cass Hansen's on bars, like working on all the details, like everything we do, like it has to be good or it doesn't count, you know, like no doing a first half with a short Cass Hansen, like that won't do. Like, you have to like hit everything, do everything really well. So I think, yeah, for sure winning max. And then we want to go to regionals as well. For me individually, I want to win beam at max. That's for sure. Any other event can happen too. That's fine. Like, if bars happens again, that's cool. But like, beam is what.
You gotta get a beam.
I know, like, I really want it. And I definitely want to make it to regionals again as an individual. And since I was so close to making it, I'm setting the bar high. I want to go to nationals.
You can do it. Yeah, you really can. I know sometimes it kind of just depends on like what regional you're in. It's not even about how good you are, because like, right. Let's be real. You're good enough to be at nationals. Sometimes like the stars have to align.
Yeah.
But you are like definitely capable of it.
I know. This year.
Yes. We're manifesting it.
Good.
Do you have any like new skills that you want to do this season? Or are you going to pretty much do the same routines and stuff that you did last season?
Yeah, I'm just planning to do the same thing. And then obviously I want to complete floor, which it's looking like it right now, which is good. I was like I had a floor routine last year, but then I got COVID like the week before, or yeah, like I only had like 3 days before the first meet, like 3 days back after COVID. And they're like, go to vault. Like, we need vault. Like, floor's good. Like, go to vault. And then kind of like once season started, it was so hard to like get back into that. But I'm doing floor now and it's good. So like, I'll just get a new floor routine. That's the new thing this year.
Exciting. Yeah. So we have some random fun questions just to so people can get to know you. Literally the most random question.
Yeah, that's all right.
First one's a pretty common question. How did you get started in gymnastics?
Well, I was kind of like a second thought. My sister was put into gymnastics because she was the one that was like bouncing all off the walls, like doing cartwheels everywhere. So she got put in. And they're like, might as well just put Ella in too. Like, oh, well, she'll do the mommy and me. Like, that's fine. So it's kind of just like, I was an afterthought, but I mean, it worked out. So it's fine.
Right. Look at you now.
Yeah.
One athlete.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah. No, I was always like Kendall was always the like crazy, like running around girl. And like, when I wasn't in the gym, like I was just like sitting on the couch. Like, I was lazy. I didn't feel like doing anything.
What about hardest skill to learn?
My hardest skill to learn was probably my double layoff bars. Cause like when I first learned it, I would just like arch off the bar and like, it was just not good. And I always said to myself, like, I'm not good at bar dismounts. Like, I could never get it. And so when I first learned it, they were not good and they were really, really hard. And then I relearned it and I know how to do it now. So that was probably like the hardest one to learn for me.
What about your favorite skill to learn?
My favorite skill to learn, probably my pack. I think like that was like the first big skill like I got to learn. And I thought like that was really fun to get to learn. Yeah.
Packs look like they'd be fun skills.
Yeah.
Yours is really like floaty and archy.
Yeah, I know. Those do get me sometimes though. Like, I gotta work on my timing.
We love it. It's beautiful.
Oh yeah, thank you.
If you could go back in time, what year would you travel back to and why?
Probably like 2019, 2020 pre-COVID. Yeah, that was like my junior year of high school. And I remember that year is supposed to be like the really like the hardest year for like high schoolers, but I thought it was so fun. Like I had fun classes. I was with my friends and like I was just having like a really good time at school. And then gymnastics was really fun too. Like I was with Nikki and like we became like best friends. So that was really fun doing practice with Nicole, my club coach. Like she was really fun. Like everything just like was working out for
Nicole me. Nicole is Nicole Arts, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
My Michigan gymnast.
Yes. Yes. Oh, love her. Yeah. She was great.
This question is so funny that we put this on here because this is the most random thing. What's okay. the longest you've gone without sleep and why?
I love my sleep. Everyone knows this, that like I have to get my 8 hours or it's not going to work. So I really try not to stay up or like not get sleep. But I remember like years ago with my friends, like we tried to pull an all-nighter and I stayed up until like 5 a.m. and then I crashed. But like that was the longest I've been up. I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, I feel like every kid has to at least attempt an all-nighter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
I remember, I don't know what grade I was in. It might have been like fourth grade or something, but mm-hmm. me and my friend, we were having like a sleepover and I stayed up till 5 a.m. and I thought I was like so cool. Like,
I know. I was like, this is amazing. Like, I was like, what was it really worth it? Like looking back.
Right. No. You're like miserable the next day.
Yeah, I know. It was awful.
Do you or did you ever collect anything?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I was obsessed with those like stuffed animals with the really big eyes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where they have like the, like almost like the sparkles behind the
Yeah, apple. Yeah, yeah. It was like those, like, oh my gosh. I still have like all of them. I won't let my mom throw them away. Like they're not in my room or anything. They're literally in boxes, but like I can't throw them away. Yeah. But I have so many.
Did you ever have a Furby as a kid?
No, I never had one of those.
That's what we used to collect. Yeah. We have like a bag full of Furbies. Oh and my eventually God. We grew out of it, whatever. And it was in our closet.
Yeah.
And we had them like in a backpack, like all shoved in there. And yeah. they randomly just make noise. Like they turn on and just start talking.
They're creepy.
We eventually got rid of it for that reason.
Yeah.
I can't do this. This is weird.
Freak me out.
They're like possessed.
You guys like live together?
Yeah. Yes.
Like yeah. in an apartment? Just you two?
Yeah. We grew up together and then we moved to Ann Arbor like 2 years ago. We're like right in between Ann Arbor and then like, well, technically we are Ann Arbor, but we're like between U of M and EMU. So like, we're like 5 minutes from campus.
Really? You're that close?
Yeah. Well, I went to EMU. So I graduated in December.
Okay. Wow.
And then I technically am in grad school currently. No one knows this yet, but I'm in the process of trying to transfer. So I'm being like weird about
that
it.
On the DL.
Right. Like I technically go there now, but I'm, yeah, we'll see.
So, like you guys like get along really well.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. We're like best friends. We have like so much in common. We have all the same friends. We're BFFs.
Yes. I love that.
We're close, but it's kind of annoying sometimes.
I was always wondering that. Cause like sometimes like, you know, sisters can be super close, but then other times.
Yeah, we beef occasionally. Like last night we were beefing a little bit, but we usually just like talk it out and we're fine. But we don't actually have like real fights.
Right. It's just like kind of like fake and then you get over it.
Yeah. And honestly, this sounds kind of stupid, but I feel like gymnastics kind of bonds us a little bit because even last night, like we were arguing last night and like I'm like saying things to her and she's like not talking to me. Yeah. But then there's like gymnastics stuff happening. And then she eventually comes out and talks to me. She's like, oh, did you see this? Did you see that?
You're talking about the world's team. The men's world's team was in Alex. And so that bond is
That bond is bringing you guys back.
Gymnastics keeps us together.
I love that. I really do.
Next question. Another very random one. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning?
Oh, I can get ready so fast. Like I get up now like 30 minutes before I have to leave, but I only really need like 10 minutes. I set out my clothes the night before. I'm like really organized. So I have to set all that up before. And then really all I do is like brush my teeth and then change and I'm good. Like it's not, I pack a snack. So like I can get ready super fast.
You're smart for sending stuff out the day before because it makes one less thing you got to do in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I just like, I have to do it.
What is your favorite place in Ipsy?
Probably, I like going to Aubrey's, the pizza place. I don't even like pizza. I just love their feta bread. That is amazing.
I like, don't know if I've ever had it.
You need it. It'll change your life. Yeah, seriously. Like I go there and like, oh, only for the feta bread.
There's an Aubrey's in Howell. I don't know if it's the same one. Oh, you've never been there?
I think it's a chain. So yeah, I think it is.
I think. So just get the feta bread. You need it.
Okay, on it.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Dom's Bakery?
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Yes. Oh,
so good.
Oh my gosh. They have the best. Like my favorite donut ever is the glazed donut from Dom's.
Okay. I get the cinnamon sugar one and I get the cream Long John, which do you like cream Long Johns?
I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone judges me for that for some reason. No. And all my friends, I think it's weird or it's like gross. I'm like, they're so good. That's the best kind of donut.
Yeah. No, I'm like, I love those, but I am a plain glazed. Love it.
Well, shout out to Dom's. We love you.
Yeah, seriously.
We go there probably a little bit too much.
More than we can admit.
We go there like once a year, you know?
Not for sure. For sure.
Not like it's like every other day or anything.
No, never.
All right. And then last question. Where do you see yourself in the next 10 years? I kind of low-key hate this question because I feel like it puts pressure on people. It's like, so like, tell us what you're doing. You're like, I hate this question. We're going to give this to her.
Right. Oh, for sure. That's fine. 10 years is a long time. Mm-hmm. So obviously I'd be done with college. So no more gymnastics. Cry. I probably, I'm majoring in elementary education. So maybe I'll be a teacher, but Nicole Arts and like Anna Genrich, they're begging me to go back to Eurostars and coach after. Yeah, like they love me there. So I could see myself being a gymnastics coach or being an elementary school teacher. I'm not sure which one yet. Hopefully in 10 years. Hopefully I'll be married. That'll be fun. Maybe a kid. I don't know.
A lot can happen in 10 years.
Yeah, I know. Like that's a long, long time. That is.
So for coaching, would you only be doing club coaching or do you ever see yourself doing like college coaching?
I feel like I would just want to be like a club coach because like those, like my coaches like had such like an impact on me and like I would love to do that to like someone else.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
Yes.
Of course.
We're really big fans of you. We're obsessed with you. We talk about you frequently on the podcast.
Oh, I love that.
Number one fans right here.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes.
I don't even think about that's so crazy. That is.
You legit have fans. Like there's people online on Twitter that talk about you, but like positive things, I mean. Like
yeah, no, totally crap.
They're talking crap about you over there. No. Yeah. No, like you have people that legit like you and they like your gymnastics.
Yeah, though my mom will always tell me that because I don't have Twitter. So my mom has Twitter. She sees all that stuff and she tells me, like, someone just like posted this like GIF of you. And I was like, someone made that? Like, what? Like, yeah, I get shocked all the time what she tells me. I think that's so cool. Yes. Are you guys going to come into the gym at some point?
Yes. Yeah. I asked Katie. I guess I don't know when you guys have like an inner squad or something next, but either Katie lets me know, you can let me know. We're right here. We're literally.
Yeah, seriously. I had no idea you were that close. Like, I was like, you guys
could come. Yeah, we're really close. So, like, you could text me like 10 minutes before you start and I'd be there on time.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yeah. No, I don't know. I think they're doing them. My mom was telling me because I have no clue. Like they're doing them different this year. Like I think we're doing like a beam one and then like a bar one, bar and vault, and then like floor. Okay. Like we're doing separate ones. And then I think probably in November is when we're gonna put them all together.
Okay. So, yeah. Cause I feel like in the past there's been like one right before like you go on break.
Yes.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So I'll let you know when that is once I figure that out. Cause yeah, I think that's like the full one where we like put the Leos on and like really get going. We're doing the Michigan exhibition too.
Oh, good. Okay. Last year you guys did it. And I was like, why are they not here?
I know. Well, cause last year they wanted to do everything the same as they did the year before. And because, yeah, you know, they, it was obviously successful. So they
superstitious. I can't say the word. Superstitious. Yeah, superstitious. You know what you mean. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, they wanted to do the same exact thing. So they're like, we're not going to do it. Like, save your bodies. And then this year we're doing things completely different. So they're like, we're going to do it.
Well, yeah, we're excited to watch you guys. The team, honestly, just more I've seen on Instagram, it looks so good. We're really excited, yeah, about the freshmen coming in. And yeah, I think you guys are going to be amazing this year.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, I think like we're all like a lot closer this year. And I think we all want it really, really bad. Like, you can like see it like there, and we're like doing everything we can to like show that we're like, we're there, we're getting there.
Well, because the year before you came in, the team won max, and then last year you guys didn't, and then so that's like fuel to like, yeah, get back to the top again.
Yeah, especially the ones who like are here that did win, like they are like, I want to win again. And then like us, like who hasn't won like a max before, we're like, we want a ring, like we want yeah, to win this. Yeah. So it's like a lot of like fire in us for sure.
That does it for this week's episode. We just want to say thank you again to Ella for taking the time to come talk to us. We had so much fun chatting with you, and we're so excited for this season. And hopefully we'll see you soon at one of the exhibitions in your gym.
But speaking of going to gyms, Ashley and I are going to be in Georgia next week.
Yes.
Yeah, which is kind of random.
It is a little bit random, but I'm going for a work trip. Brittany's coming along with, because why not? We like road tripping. And we're going to do a little, so we're going to Atlanta, but we're going to do a little detour, go to Athens to check out UGA's campus and catch up with our girl, Josie Angini, who of course we had on the show over the summer. So if you haven't heard that interview yet, go listen to it. But yeah, we're going to go to Georgia's gym. Georgia was like one of our favorite teams as kids. So it's going to be really cool for us to, you know, go check it out and see what Georgia's got going on.
Yeah, I feel like we grew up, like you said, watching Georgia and like even seeing that practice facility. So to actually be there is going to be so weird.
We were big Georgia fans, big Courtney Kupetz
so
fans.
So we're going back to where it all started.
Yes. So we're really looking forward to that. But the reason why we're saying this is because we're not going to be actually recording an episode next week. We have some pre-recorded stuff just to give us
time
and, yeah, to drive to Georgia. So we're gonna have an interview with Jill Hicks, who is, you know, a college recruiter. She has her own business, Jill Hicks Recruiting, and it's a really great episode, very insightful. She answers a lot of the questions that you guys sent in.
I think it's great for parents of athletes that are about to be going through the recruiting process. I think it's helpful for any high-level athlete that is looking to do college gymnastics, whether it's D1, D2, or D3. And I also think that it's really just great for fans as well. It's very, very insightful, yeah, into what that process actually looks like and what some of the, you know, things are that coaches are looking for when they're recruiting. So we're super excited to share that with you guys.
It's a very interesting episode that you're not going to want to miss. So stay tuned for that next week. That being said, we hope you guys have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Bye.
Bye.